that I feel on my heart. Thank you for obeying the Holy Ghost. And in a moment, we are going to pray. We're going to take prayer requests to the Lord. But I feel like that we, just in the interest of time, need to go into the Word of the Lord. I'm going to be reading from the book of Amos, the 5th chapter, and the 22nd verse, and I have it up here on the screen. And he said, "Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols or musical instruments." But he did say, "But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream." Amen. And I have not coordinated, of course, any of this with Brother Curry. Thank you, Brother Curry, for obeying the Lord and coming and praying for me today. Because I do have a very, very serious word from the Lord for us. What I'm preaching to us today is going to be about paralyzed praise. And how that some need help in getting your praise healed again. If you'll hear the word of the Lord, your praise can get up and walk again. It doesn't have to be paralyzed. But you got to hear the word of the Lord. You got to receive the word of the Lord. You can't get mad at the preaching of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have a need, we're not going to call them out individually, but the Lord knows what everyone is. If you'll just raise your hand across the building, whatever the need is, whatever the circumstances are. Do we believe in a God that answers prayer? Amen. Let's go to Him right now. Heavenly Father, we thank You for what we have already felt in this place today. Lord, as we enter into the Word, we pray now that You would speak to our hearts. Stir us, O God. Stir us, O God. Stir us, O God. Lord, before we leave here today, that we would receive Your word, that our praise would be healed, that our praise would be made whole again, that our praise would be restored today. In the name of Jesus. Let's love Him. Hallelujah. Just love Him and praise Him. If you would, just shake hands with someone. God bless you as you are seated. I think our children have gone already. Praise the Lord. We do have a nursery room area back here in the back corner if you need to go back there for any reason. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now. I'm going to go back to the first part of this chapter. And I'm going to be reading some verses out of this, some passages out of this chapter. And he said, "Hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel." Everybody say lamentation. Lamentation. "The virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land, there is none to raise her up." Verse 4, "For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live." Yes. Verse 6, "Seek the Lord, and ye shall live." I had a discussion with Brother Kent a couple of weeks ago on prophets and prophecy and what have you. And many people have the mistaken impression that prophecy is all about foretelling the future. But prophecy, the word actually means, in a biblical sense, it means anything that is inspired by God. Oh my God, that's the Word of God. As a matter of fact, it can even be any inspired sound. Because the Bible says that they prophesied in the Old Testament with musical instruments. The Bible says that they prophesied, King David prophesied. Matter of fact, the entire book of Psalms is a series of prophecies. And so prophecy is anything that is inspired of God, an inspired word from the Lord. Some people may not realize this, but you can prophesy in a testimony service. Now, the Bible says we're overcomers by the word of our testimony, and we should testify. Whether we feel an anointing or an inspiration from the Lord, we should testify when we've got a testimony. But how many of you understand that sometimes, something else just kind of takes over a little bit when you're giving a testimony? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with everybody else or everything else that's going on, but there are times when someone gives a testimony and the Holy Ghost just kind of takes over and everybody just kind of knows that there is something special that's happening in the place. There's nothing wrong with singing songs, and we sing songs, and there's nothing wrong with teaching, just teaching the Word. And we've had some good Bible studies around here on Thursday nights, and all of those things are good. But there is a time when there's an anointing that just kind of takes over the room. Amen. And there's just everybody else in the house knows that the presence of God just stepped in. Amen. And that this is not just another song, and it's not just another sermon, and it's not just another testimony, but somebody is now speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm talking about? And so Amos is not really foretelling the future, but he calls his prophecy a lamentation. He said it is a sorrowful thing. It is a sad, sad message. He said, the virgin of Israel has fallen, and she shall no more rise. There's nobody. She's forsaken, and this is the worst part. She's forsaken upon her land. There's nobody there to help her get up. And God said that I have forsaken her, and I've left her laying where she is. But I'm so glad to say that with all prophecy, there is a component of hope. Because the Lord doesn't stop with she's fallen and she's not ever going to get up again. But he says, seek me and you shall live. Hallelujah. If you'll just seek after me, I've got a solution. I can help you get through this. If you'll just seek me, you will live. This is one of the great messages from Genesis to Revelation, is seek God. Seek God. It doesn't matter what the question is. The answer is still and always will be, seek after him. Can you say amen? I'm a little bit old school today. I'm going to be honest with you. But I still believe that in 2018 that there is no substitute for seeking after the face of God Almighty. Hear me now. We've got all kinds of modern marvels like social media, and we've got Facebook, and we've got Twitter, and we've got Instagram, but I'm telling you that you're not going to find him on Facebook, and you're not going to find him on Twitter, and you're not going to find him on Instagram. But he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. Hallelujah. It still takes seeking him today. My wife can tell you, and I'm just gonna open up here for just a minute, and she'll testify to this. And I'm somewhat, I guess, of what you would call a computer geek. Any computer geeks in the house?
Amen. I've fell in love with computers about 30 years ago, and I've been in love with them ever since. And if it was left up to me, I'd sit in front of a computer for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But that's all the more reason. Listen, that's all the more reason why I've got to tear myself away, and I've got to get to the woods somewhere, and I've got to find a place away from the computer, and I've got to find a place away from the telephone, and I've got to find a place, hallelujah, away from the automobiles, and away from the distractions, and away from the televisions, and away from all of the things that want to tie us down. And I've got to say, God, I need your presence in my life like I have never needed you before. I've got to have your spirit. I've got to hear from heaven. I've got to hear from heaven. Does anybody need to hear from heaven today? Sometimes I feel like that the cares of life, they're like an octopus. It just wants to grab you and just wants to hold on and doesn't want to let go. And it seems like the more that you push away and the more that you try to peel yourself away to get some time with God, that every distraction, every problem, every hindrance comes your way. But the Lord says, listen, if you'll make time for me, I'll make miracles for you. If you'll make time for me, I'll work out every problem for you. If you'll make time for me, I've got the answer in 2018. We gotta seek him. There's no substitute. You still have to seek him today. There's nothing more beautiful. There's nothing better than walking alone in the woods. Oh, hallelujah. And knowing that the King of Glory is walking by your side. I made him a promise a long time ago, Brother Preston, that I would make that time whether he showed up or not. And I'm not going to tell you that every single time that I get alone that it's a Holy Ghost hoedown, because it's not. But I will tell you this, it sure is special when it is. It sure is special when we're walking together. He said, this old song said, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other have ever known. But see, there's a danger, because the preachers, we kind of have to do this. I have to get alone, and I have to say, God, I got to have a word for the people this week. But I could see where it'd be real tempted for somebody that doesn't have to preach on Sunday to say, I can let today go by. I can let tomorrow go by and not seek after his face. I can let it go by and not call on his name. But then you wonder why everything seems to be falling apart in your life and why there's so many problems and situations. You've got to make time for him. The Lord went on to say, through Amos, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate. They abhor him that speaketh uprightly. How many of you know the world still hates those that rebuke in the gates and speak uprightly? We need to be thankful for preachers and prophets that still care enough to rebuke. Let me say that again. We need to be thankful for prophets and preachers that still care enough to rebuke. Paul told Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. He told Titus, he said, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Amen. I don't think that preachers ought to enjoy rebuking, but I do think that we've got a shortage of it in the church today. I said, we've got a shortage of it in the church today. There used to be an old spiritual. The title of the song was, I've Been Buked. I've been buked. That's short for those of you that don't know the vernacular. I've been rebuked. But instead, what we've got today is an overemphasis on bouncing to the music. And we've got too much bouncing going on in the church and not enough buking. Somebody say amen. I said, we got too much bouncing and not enough buking going on sometimes. What are you trying to say? I said, some of you have got habits that you need to get victory over. The Holy Ghost still works. I said, the Holy Ghost still works. The Holy Ghost still works. It still works. It still works. When God filled my grandfather with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he used to dip Prince Albert in the can. Did he not, Dad? Or smoked it, whatever it was. Now, I never knew. I don't even know what they do with that kind of stuff. But when my grandfather was filled with the Holy Ghost, he set it on the shelf and he said, by the help and grace of God, I'll never touch it again. And he never touched it again. I think about Brother Rupert Matheson that told his testimony. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. He said how he was walking down the highway and he had been drunk for several days. And he was staggering along in a drunken stupor. And thank God that a Holy Ghost filled man of God stopped and picked him up in the car and took him to a church service where he was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he said, this was years and decades later. He said, I've never had a drop since then. I've never wanted one since then. Because he got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost set him free. That's what you need today, is the power of the Holy Ghost. Y'all don't button down on me now. Amen. Fred Hyde started Spirit of Freedom Ministries. He was in the same situation down on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. A hopeless drunk. I said it was a hopeless drunk. And he stumbled into an apostolic church service. And God filled him with the Holy Ghost. And instantly set him free from his alcohol. I'm saying the Holy Ghost still delivers from alcohol. The Holy Ghost still delivers from pornography. The Holy Ghost still delivers from cigarettes. The Holy Ghost still delivers from drugs. The Holy Ghost still delivers from lies. The Holy Ghost still delivers from adultery. The Holy Ghost still delivers from fornication. Don't shut down on me. He said, seek good and not evil that you may live. He said, the Lord God of hosts is going to be with you if you'll hear the word of the Lord. Y'all believe the Holy Ghost still delivers people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, seek good and not evil that you may live. And the Lord God of hosts, you know what that host means? Many. The God of angelic hosts, he's got an army of help. He's got angels to help you get through this. Somebody said, but Pastor, I've got these habits that I can't break it. You just don't know. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost still delivers. Amen. The Holy Ghost still delivers. But look at what he said in verse 21. He said, I despise your feast days. I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. In other words, when you offer up the incense, I won't receive it. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. This is the God who instituted the sacrifices. This is the God that commanded the sacrifices. And now he says, but I don't want them. I'm not going to have them. They have become ritual. Anybody hear me today? Because when sin is present, praise becomes paralyzed. When sin is present, praise becomes paralyzed. And we've all been in situations where we really, really needed a touch from God. and we say, I'm just going to just do my own thing, and just hopefully God is going to touch me at some point in time, and God is going to do something, do what I need him to do. But the Bible said he will not accept that offering. You know, we got a modern church today that everything's about accepting Christ. They flipped it all around. What did he say? I will not accept your offerings. He said, we don't talk much about whether God accepts us or not. He said, I won't accept your sacrifices. I don't want your offerings. I don't want your empty praise. I don't want your dancing. Listen, folks, I know I'm making some of you uncomfortable right now. I'm just telling you what he said. I'm telling you what he gave me to preach today. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful that Brother Curry obeyed the Lord, because otherwise it would been a lot harder than what it is. The Bible commands us to praise if we have breath. It is a command. But it is not a promise that God will accept it. It is commanded for us to praise. If you've got breath in your body, the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. But I'm here to tell you. You see, some folks don't understand. Some of you saw the little Bible study I did on praise versus worship. Because the Bible says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so praise moves into a dimension of worship. When God accepts our praise and he says, okay, I'm going to talk back. We're going to communicate. This is going to be a two-way street. I've heard your praise. I've received your praise. And now I'm stepping into the room, and we're just going to have ourselves a good old time. But if you persist in sin in your life and you try to praise God, it's going to fall on deaf ears. Oh, y'all don't leave me hanging out here on the island. I don't know about that, preacher. I'll tell you what the master teacher said. He said, if you come to the altar, and he said, if you've got aught against your brother, he said, you leave your gift at the altar, and you go back out, and you make it right, and then you come back, and we'll talk about it. But if you're trying to come to an altar, and you have not made things right, if you're trying to give God a gift of praise, and you're holding back sin in your life, God says, I will not hear it. You got to loosen your prayer. You've got to loosen your praise. I'm sick and tired of people coming to church. Not because, look, folks, I'm preaching this because I love you. I'm not preaching this because I'm mad at anybody. But I'm tired of people being buckled down and locked down in their praise. And they come into the house of God and they can't feel anything. And they can't move in the spirit. And they can't be loosed. Their praise has been paralyzed because they've got some sin in their life. God wants to set you free today. He told Cain. Cain offered up an offering. And so did Abel. And the Bible said that God had respect unto Abel's offering, but not unto Cain's. And he said to Cain, when Cain rebelled and got downcast and got an attitude, God said, if you do well, won't I accept you? But if you don't do well, sin lies at the door. Cain, I love you. I want to bring you into fellowship. I want you to be free. I don't want your praise to be paralyzed. I don't want your offering to be refused. I don't want your offering to be rejected. But you've got to do it my way. You've got to come on my terms, or I'm not going to accept your offering. I'm preaching to somebody who needs their praise healed. Listen to me, folks. I'm not aiming this at anybody. God knows my heart. I haven't read anything. I haven't seen anything. I've had to pretty much in many ways turn away from Facebook because it just so many distractions. But you can't post enough cute sayings on Facebook to get your heart right. You can't post enough cute sayings on Facebook to get your praise healed. You still got to do it the Bible way. You still got to get rid of the sin. You still got to repent. You still got to do it God's way. He said, take away from me the noise of your songs, for I won't hear the melody. I don't care how pretty it is. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. I started looking up the Hebrew meaning of that phrase, mighty stream. There is a word in Arabic. It's called, I guess I'm pronouncing it right. Some of you scholars can correct me if I get it wrong. But the pronunciation, best I could tell, is Wadi, W-A-D-I. And what it refers to, if any of you have ever been out west, the western United States in the desert, what you'll find is that there are gulches, valleys, riverbeds that are dry. Y'all with me? And the riverbeds, they're dry for much of the year. But every now and then, a powerful storm will come through. And the weather reports will issue a flash flood warning. And if you've never done it, you ought to go home and do it today. Get on YouTube and just look up a video of some of the flash floods where a riverbed, there can be hikers in it walking on dry dirt. And then they hear the water coming from the flash flood miles away, from the storm miles away. And they'll escape to the edges of the gulch. And in just a few short minutes, there'll be a flood that'll come gushing through where once there was dry ground. It's a desert valley. It's a gulch. The Hebrew word for mighty stream here is Nakal. And they were familiar with that in that part of the country. It would become a torrent after a heavy rain. It's what we think of when we think of flash flood. But what does it do? It sweeps away everything in its path. It just wipes away everything, anything that might be there that ought not to be there. And as I was reading this, I thought about that song that we sing so many times. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let the Holy Ghost come down and wash away everything that ought not to be there. Somebody needs their praise to be healed. Somebody needs to step up on their feet, and they need to get the healing over their paralysis today. Would you stand with me today? Open the floodgates of heaven. Your praise has been paralyzed for too long. Your praise has been hindered for too long. He wants to bless you today. Hallelujah. We read in our study a couple weeks ago, in our Thursday night study, where the Apostle Paul looked out on the audience as he was preaching, and he saw a young man that was lame, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, He told him to stand up on your feet and walk. And I'm speaking that in the spirit to somebody today. That your praise has been paralyzed. How long has it been since you felt the Holy Ghost? How long has it been since you were loosed in the spirit? Come on. Some of you need a good bath. You need to let that torrent come down. Let judgment run down like waters. Let righteousness run down like a mighty stream. Let it wash away everything that ought not to be there. He said it and he confirmed it in the word. He confirmed it in the tongues and interpretation. Seek me and you're going to live. Seek me and you're going to live. Seek me and you're going to live. Hey, don't let what the person sitting next to you think keeps you away from coming down to this altar. Come on, folks. Amen. I need some saints of God down here today. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody needs to be set free. Somebody needs to be delivered.
Let it rain. Let it rain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, don't let it tie you down. You can be healed. You can be healed.
Let it rain.
You can be healed.
Open the floodgates.
Come on, I need some Holy Ghost filled men and women of God. Amen. To come help us pray. I need some Holy Ghost filled men and women of God to help us pray.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain.
Don't let the enemy tie you down.
Let it.